While Senator Lieberman made a full-fledged announcement of his candidacy, some of the other Democratic hopefuls say they're running exploratory campaigns. But with the Iowa caucuses a little more than a year away, the campaign timetable is rapidly advancing. NPR's Peter Overby reports on the off-camera maneuvers that candidates engage in before they officially toss their hats into the ring.
Starting a White House run is serious business, but not as dignified as it once was, say, in 1960. That's when John F. Kennedy, a young Massachusetts senator, held his dramatic press conference in the solemn chambers of the Senate caucus room.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
Now, 43 years later, another up-and-coming young Senate Democrat, North Carolina's John Edwards, has announced his candidacy. No Senate caucus room this time. Instead, NBC's Today Show with Matt Lauer.
Do you have anything to tell us, Senator?
Yes, today I'll set up an exploratory committee to run for president, as I told some friends and supporters here at the House yesterday.
Edwards was presenting himself as a friend to the little guy, not a stern leader, as Kennedy did. And because presidential campaigns have become a heavily regulated industry, Edwards, Lieberman, and the others would have a hard time getting launched, as Kennedy did, with just personal financing and a few deep-pocketed family friends. Last week, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said he wouldn't run for president. Less than an hour later, Edwards said he was hoping to recruit Daschle's strategists and money raisers.
Absolutely. Every one of them. Every one of them, starting now.
Good to see you all.
It's hard to stand in a Capitol hallway like this and not run into prospective presidents. Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt has an exploratory committee. Never mind that his first presidential bid started in 1986, and some would say he's been running ever since. There's no legal difference between an exploratory or regular presidential campaign committee. And some candidates, like Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, brush aside the charade.
Everything I'm doing is with the presumption I'm running, and I make no bones about it.
Still another senator, Bob Graham of Florida, is taking soundings and says he's getting 95% encouraging news.
First, you've got to decide under the end of this serious consideration phase that you're going to run, and then if the answer is yes, you would then establish an exploratory committee.
The Democrats do have one long-range question worth exploring. Should they take public money for their campaigns or skip the public funds and the web of restrictions that come with them? President Bush rejected public financing for the 2000 primaries and smashed all fundraising records at $100 million. Presidential campaign expert John Green at the University of Akron says the new campaign finance law may push Democrats into following Bush's example.
It's really because the contributions limits have been raised, and therefore it makes much more sense for candidates to consider foregoing public money. If the campaigns finance without any public money, then you avoid all of those extra rules and regulations, as well as having a lot more money.
But the final decision on public funding won't be made for months yet. Meanwhile, the candidates are all benefiting from pre-campaign campaigns, financed not by exploratory committees, but by their own permanent political committees known as leadership PACs. Last fall, they were all over Iowa. Someone from Senator Kerry's team became the only full-time staffer for a Democratic legislative candidate. Senator Edwards' leadership PAC blessed the Iowa Democratic Party with more than 100 computers. They arrived with stickers reminding the Iowans who supplied them. Officially, Edwards' PAC lent the computers to the Iowa Democrats, but the state chairman says nobody has asked for them back. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.